Hey there, femmes, thems, queers, and wizards. It's Reverend Lindsay here, also known as the Bad Pastor. I'm a queer, non-binary, ordained minister and astrologer. Thanks for joining me as I dish about current astrology and spiritual resiliency. Even if we haven't met, I sure do love you. It is Saturday, November 14th. And today is the new moon in Scorpio. Whew. Just feel like I have to take a deep breath after saying that. It has been quite a time, friends, quite a time. For you also? Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. So this is me hoping that the sound levels are a little bit better. I have a new microphone and I am recording from my closet. Yes, I'm in the closet, back in the closet. No, just kidding. I'll never go back there. I swear it. But yes, I'm in my closet with a new microphone and hoping that things are sounding even more professional. And if not, thanks for bearing with me as I do this on the job training of figuring out how to create some really good content for you all. So appreciate you for joining me and sticking with me through all of my learning. So how was that full moon in Taurus for you on Halloween? That was a very intense lunation, I have to say. That was an intense week, followed by the election and all of the aftershock, chaos, bullshit that's happening after things should be said and done. I don't know. It's kind of a year of things not having a lot of neat bows tied around them, and I'm thinking of the theme of my new moon recording a month ago of being in the hallway, and here we still are, still find ourselves in that spiritual hallway of being neither here nor there, but on our way, but not super comfortable. Last night, I pulled cards, as I often do, pulled tarot cards, and the first question I asked was, why is everything so hard right now? Why does everything feel so hard right now? And I pulled the Six of Swords, which is basically like, everything is hard right now. So the answer to why does everything feel so hard right now? Well, it's because everything is so fucking hard right now. And it's kind of a cheeky, obvious answer, I think, from my tarot deck. But it also helped me to just sit with the reality that everything's hard right now. And that's why it feels hard. And that's a simple truth. And really, really helpful to sit with, I have to say. Really, really helpful. Because sometimes we just need an affirmation that things are hard. They're just hard. Life is hard. My Aunt Betty, I always talk about her. She's taught me so much about spirituality. But life is lifey, she says. And life has been real lifey lately, hasn't it, friends? One of the other cards that I pulled last night, I actually asked for a message from my father who is deceased, and the tarot can be a great way to tap into those ancestral channels and get support from the ancestors. And so I asked for a message from my father, and guess what I pulled? I pulled the Tower card. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with tarot, the Tower is one of the major arcana, so it has an archetype. And the Tower is sometimes a very dreaded card because it means that everything's crumbling and coming down. But I was reading a little bit about the Tower last night after I pulled it and read something that really gave me a lot of comfort, especially coming from my ancestral lineage, my father. And that was that the Tower can also represent when a divine force intervenes. Divine intervention. Now, this isn't necessarily a theological podcast, but I do have a theological education from a very fine school. And divine intervention, I think, is a really powerful concept to think about, especially in these times when everything feels hard. When everything feels hard, and we are just trying and trying and working and processing and coping and numbing, right? All of the things that we do to get through the hallway that we talked about a month ago. Sometimes there's just nothing left to do. Or sometimes something feels so out of our control that we just can't get still with it. And it was really helpful for me last night to draw the Tower and to think about the possibility that my dad, wherever his spirit is saying to me, just a let go. I've got this. So powerful. And really the message that my inner child needs so badly right now is that it's out of my hands, but it's in someone's hands that I trust deeply on a soul level. So what about you? Do you believe in divine intervention? Do you believe that God or the universe or one of your ancestors steps in, changes the arc of events or time, looks out for you, has your back? Sometimes I don't always believe it. It's hard to, right? When so many bad things happen that maybe someone could or should have intervened in. But then there are other times, like now, where it's a practice, it's a spiritual practice to allow space for divine intervention, to let something higher than me or beyond me have a say and work in my best interest. So I'm finding that these new moon recordings, I have more questions than answers, more receptivity than outward energy. But it feels really nice to sit in the stillness that these new moons can create for us. And there's something very, very deep and dark about a new moon in Scorpio, sitting in the muck of life. It's real. You know, it's fertile. No shit, no lotus, right? That's a real new moon in Scorpio mood. No shit, no lotus. Sometimes we gotta sit with the underbelly of life and trust that we're gonna get through it. with the help of God, with the help of the ancestors, with the help of each other, living on this earth. By the own strength that we have as individual persons, connected to so much that we are, we will get through all the hard stuff. I'm so proud of you for being brave. I may not know what you've had to be brave about lately, but I know you've been brave. And I am really proud of you. So my homework for you this new moon in Scorpio, if you're so inclined to do homework, is to make space for divine intervention. I think sometimes that's the most effective way for change, is to just make space for divine intervention. If we try to figure it all out by ourselves, we can get frustrated and demoralized and depleted. But I wonder if this new moon in Scorpio, you can join me in sitting back and inviting someone or something to move in your life and to make movements in your life that are best for you, in your best interest. Sit back with some curiosity. I hope you have a blessed weekend. I hope you take heart, take courageous heart in facing all the things going on in our world and in your respective worlds. Do what you can to be helpful and good and kind. Move with integrity and allow some space for divine intervention. Sending so much love to you all.